Yo, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of the Betascape Podcast. I'm your host, Beast Spader. This podcast is dedicated to all things masturbation, solo sexuality, and sex education in general. I've always been fascinated with the power of healing your traumas through sex and masturbation. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with my guest today, Edger85, a hypersexual beta edger gooner soul explorer. We have a really interesting conversation about the powers of masturbation, how you can heal yourself through masturbation, and being your true, authentic masturbator self will inevitably make you a more happier person. And it certainly did for us. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. It's really cool. I love talking to our brothers about the powers of masturbation, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening.
What's going on, man? Can I tell you how excited I was from the moment that I reached out to you and you confirmed to be on this podcast? Like, I've been looking forward to this since that time, and it was like a couple of days ago, or like maybe even like a week ago.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be here and excited as well. And it's a long time. I wish I could have a conversation with you, so it's a sort of dream coming true today.
That's so cool. I just was like, I have been watching and following your ex Twitter.
Yeah.
For a while. And I just like, you're one of the first people that I started following, like when I first started coming into the scene. And I just want to say, like, you're such a beautiful baiter. Like, and because I know that we reached out to via DM and you had sent me some videos, and I was like, whoa, this dude is like on a whole nother level. And I think I was at a time in my life where I was like, I really want to be more like, there's just a, like a certain, I guess if you could say like spirituality with your bait. I feel like you're very
as in well.
Tune. Yeah, I feel like you're very in tune with that part of yourself. And it's really beautiful to watch.
It's a whole experience for me. It's like 360 degrees. So it involves every part of me, let's say. And I really appreciate what you are telling me. So I share a little bit of my masturbation world on X or Twitter, yeah, and on Baitware and so on. So I'm glad you appreciate it. My heart is bumping. I'm a little bit nervous and excited to be here with you. So
I'm nervous and excited too, but don't be. I think you're have been one of the people that I've been like wanting to. It's so funny though, because I get hit up all the time, and they're just like, oh, why don't you like talk to this person, and why don't you talk to that person? It's like, yes, I can reach out to these people, but they're not always going to say yes, right? And that's totally fine. Like, I'm like, you know, okay, whatever, you know, maybe it's not your thing, or maybe it's not the right time. And I think that's what was with you. I think I might have asked you maybe a couple of months ago, and you were at the time, you're like, you know, no, I don't know. I need to think about it. I'm unsure. And then I was like, I need to talk to this bro. So I kept bugging you.
Yes, let's say that in time, it's always been like, opening up, I'm opening up gradually to the world. So it's been a process all through my life. No, it's been, I'll open up a little bit, then a little bit more. And it's part of the process of being proud and everything about masturbation and about who we are, right?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, I don't know. I feel like there's a misconception because like we show off online that we're automatically going to do that in other spaces or in other aspects of our life. And that's not necessarily true. Like, I feel like, especially with you, with your content, I feel like there's a certain discretion. Like, I think there's a certain amount of an anonymity that you want in your ex. And I think that's part of the appeal to me. Because you're just like, who is this beautiful person? You like, you want to know who the person is behind the penis.
Yes.
Or at least I do, because I just find it really sexy to like know, like, oh, like it's a fully realized human being that's like really proud to show off their like sex. And like, you do it so great, bro. You know you do, right?
thank you. I know, I love showing off, let's say. And it's as you said, sometimes it's easier to show off our penises than to show off as whole persons, but as you are saying, it is really beautiful proceed a sort of unification of us. I mean, sometimes we tend to live to show fragments of us. So I show my sexuality, I show my erection because it makes me feel strong. And but we learn day by day and with all the brothers to be able to show also our vulnerability and our as we are as person in all aspects of our life. No, that's beautiful. We are many things all together, and I think it's very beautiful to learn to not be afraid to show that.
Yes, I agree with you. I think it's really cool. I think, I think it's really, I love being in this community. And I think as masturbators, soul sexuals, baiters, we're all on the spectrum together. And I think like we created like this really cool niche corner of the internet for each other. Like it's just kind of like for us, by us. And I always find that, I just find it really cool, you know? And so, you being, well, can I say where you are in the world? Is that okay?
Yes, of course. I can say I'm
You're
in Italy.
what part of Italy are you from?
I live in the northern part of Italy, actually.
That's cool. And you were born and raised in Italy. Yeah, that's so cool.
I'm
So in anticipation for our interview, I was watching this person on YouTube, and they live in Italy as well. And she basically just records like what she eats in a day. And it's like
Okay.
her, I don't know what part of Moldova, maybe. Is that a place in Italy?
Okay.
Yeah. And so she's just like, oh yeah, what my nonna cooked today. And it's like her going to the market and like all this like fresh fish and like these amazing desserts. And I was just like, I need to go to Italy. I've never
Yeah.
been, and it looks like such a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, you should come. You let me know if you come to Italy, of course. I
Yeah,
can advise you to some places to visit and even bring you around, maybe.
you're like the first person I'll hit up in Italy. Like, what is there? Like, what? How is life it like in Italy?
How can I say it? It's good life. I mean, like in every places, I think there are difficult things and beautiful things. Italy is a beautiful place, you know. Situation, the general situation is not that easy, especially in the last years. Maybe it is a little bit more complicated. Prices have increased and everything and stuff like that. But it's a common thing all over the world. But anyway, I love to enjoy life, so I look at the positive things wherever I am. So I try to do that. But anyway, life is good.
I feel like that's a really great way to look at life. Like just kind of like, focus on the positive, and just try to like make the most out of it. But I just feel like, I don't know, like life in Italy just seems much more leisure than it feels like that I need that in my life right now. I don't know. Like I'm getting to a point in my life
But
where I'm just like, life is too hard right now. Like I don't need to like continuously go to like a 9 to 5 and like, go to bed, wake up and do the whole thing all over again. Like I just need like a much slower, like chill pace of life.
living here, probably there are many things that I give for granted, but for sure, if you visit, you'll find many things to enjoy, for sure, yes.
Yeah, like this person on you, they're literally walking down the street and like picking cherries off their neighbor's backyard. I'm just like, that's cool to me. How long have you been in on X? Like you've been showing off for a while, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's about 3 years. I have started, yes, in 2020, 21 to post something. I previously was on Bait World already, and of course it's more than 10 years I'm on Bait World, but then I started to post something on X as well, and it was fun. It's an opportunity to get in touch with people to show a part of me.
What does it feel like to you to show off like your amazing beta sex?
It's an interesting question. I mean, it's it's mixed sensations that you feel when you show off. It's of course you do it because you feel horny, you want to show off, you like to show off. But to me, it's also a sort of declaration, a sort of for different reasons during my life, I had to hide this part of me, or I was made think that it was wrong or whatever. And it's like, okay, I'm over that. It's sexuality is beautiful. Our bodies are beautiful. We are here to enjoy our bodies. So I want to declare that and win over guilt and shame and all these kind of things and say, okay, let's have fun. I'm here to fuel my brothers and to be fueled in return, and I love it. Actually, it's even just a little bit of what I would like to share sometimes, but as I told you, it is a process, so let's see what we'll be showing off next. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I want to like echo everything you just said. It really is a way to really like solidify who you are as a sexual human being. So many messages of shame, you know, either through our family or, you know, through, you know, social conditioning, through church, religion, you know, that's where my story is. So I think for me, showing off online is really like my own defiance to say like, oh, I'm a sexual person. And I feel like I've always been a sexual person. And I think I've just been conditioned to believe that I wasn't. Like I was kind of like caged in to think like, oh, you shouldn't show this part of yourself. Like no one's really going to accept it. But it's like, I don't know. It's just so radical to be like, fuck you. Like, here's my body. Here's what I have to offer. And here's what I look like at this specific point in my life. You know, it might change in 3 years, it might not, but like, I don't know. It's like, it's beautiful to see like an evolution of yourself.
It's true.
And to like witness like, oh, I matter enough to like be in this space and like show myself, and like people like me should have the ability, or people like us should have the ability to like, you know, show off our sex and like, no, turn people on.
What you said also let me think about the fact that even if we are in 2024, so we are living in a world that is much more open than in the past, yet still I think that the fact that we put our sexuality in such a central place in our lives sometimes is still viewed as something weird, or let's say not so right, not so important. But what I think is that through sexuality, we can also know ourselves and heal ourselves even. As you said at the beginning, sexuality is also very close to spirituality as well. We are so pushed as you said, from our parents, from religion and so on, to divide ourselves in so many parts, spiritual, sexual, emotions. And I think that what we can understand is that basically we are one. So if when we try to learn that all of these are manifestations of the same person, then we understand that we can really flourish into all these things and embrace our sexuality, our body, the pleasure and whatever. And it's freeing. It's freedom is actually one of the most important concepts for me in my evolution, in my masturbation, in my sexuality, is to really find my freedom. Sometimes it's just the freedom to exist, to be, just to be, and without being free from expectations, from whatever, just be, just let ourselves be in the moment and in our bodies, in our, and it's it's something that even goes beyond words. So we try to describe it with words, but when you feel it, you get it.
No, I totally agree. I'm curious to know, like, in your life, have you ever felt confined? Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I see that through your baiting. You know, you're very open. And again, like, you tap into a certain spirituality of masturbation. And I'm curious to know, like, how that manifested for you. Like, what in your life caused you to be seek freedom of who you are?
Let's say that I come from a quite strict environment. I have a very strong religious background. So basically, I grew up thinking that, not thinking, I was taught that everything around sexuality is wrong, being attracted to other men is wrong, and so on. So for a very I actually even had sex for the first time quite late in my I was about 24, 25. So until that moment, my sexuality was masturbation. So that is also a reason why I think it's in my DNA, but it's also because until that time, masturbation was my sexuality. So that's why I'm very close to this, and it is so important to me yet today. And the background that I'm talking about made me feel like I was wrong. I had to feel ashamed. I had to neglect this part of me. I've because of the fact that I came out as a gay person in during my 20s, I was even how to say rejected by some people. So this brought me to difficult times for sure, but it was very transformative. And instead of keeping in a bad area of my mind, let's say, I tried my best to come out of that and live the happiest life that I can. It is still a work in progress. I've done a lot. I've done a lot, but it's still a work in progress. And let's say that this opening up and everything that we're talking about really helped me to step by step be proud, be strong, be stronger every time, and to find my happy place, let's say, and go on building my happy place day by day. Yes, I don't know if it makes sense. I'm trying to
But
express.
fuck yeah, it does. That makes so much sense. And I think it's so inspiring to like hear people's stories of taking back ownership of like who you are as a person. And I think I'm on the similar path as you. I think I come from a very religious background. And for so long I was told I was bad, I was wrong. You're not good because of X, Y, and Z, because I'm gay, because I love to masturbate, because I look a certain way, because my body is a certain way. And it's just like you grow up with all these messages, you inevitably just internalize them and believe them. And that's how you view your world. You view this lens through like this discoloration, this filter of other people. And it takes so much work to like unlearn all that. And I think that's the hard part, and I don't think people talk about that a lot. Like this idea of like you're gonna go through it. It's gonna hurt, and you're gonna have to like really venture out and try these different things and like kind of learn, yeah, brand new. Like I don't know. I sometimes I feel like I'm a kid at like 40, you know, like kind of learning all these new things about me, and you're just like shit, like the whole world kind of opens up. But one of the things that I was thinking about when you were speaking was this idea of like owning yourself. And like, I think in my life, As much as people wanted to take away from me, as much as people wanted to deny who I was, like they could never take away my dick. Like they could never take away my bait, right? Like that always belonged to me. And so it's great to like be able to think it out with you because I feel like you understand. Like you always have yourself, right? Like you always have your masturbation. Like you always have this comfort, this security. And you know, I don't know. It brings back memories of like being like a teenager and like going through a really bad day or like not feeling your best, but like coming home to yourself and like knowing that you're good, that you'll always have a safe space with a safe space within you. I think that's a really powerful message.
Yeah, it's true. And I can feel that, and I think that even today I'm learning to do that, and I often think about it, the fact that we always can go back to penis. It's something that people that are not like in our niche, in our bait community, might be laughing hearing these kind of sentences. And but they are so meaningful. I mean,
They are.
we always go back to the center of ourselves. So it's as you said, it is something that will always be there for us. It's a safe space, and it's also a way to reconnect to ourselves every time. So there are so many things around us that so many energies that try to make us feel bad, to bring us somewhere else with our energy, with our spirit, with our mind, with our body. But the act of masturbation always bring us back to us, and this is something really so beautiful and important. It's also important to remember it because sometimes we give it for granted. But if we think about it, and we have many brothers sharing this kind of knowledge, and I appreciate every one of them so much. And we have more instruments today than in the past to learn these kind of things, to be mindful and these kind of things, and to learn to use masturbation as an instrument to connect with ourselves, to heal ourselves, to make us feel good. So it's not just something to do when we have time or when we are feeling okay, but it can be something that we do to make us feel okay. It is something that we do to find our happiness, our warmth, or find it again. So it's something so beautiful. And it's I'm also thinking as we speak that it's so beautiful to talk about it because it's years. It's been so many years I talk about masturbation with brothers, and we never get tired of talking about it because there's so much to explore. It's like we have sometimes I think about it as it's like entering another dimension, you know. So there's so much, and it's this whole universe. It's a whole universe. It's something so beautiful.
Yeah, you're entering the penis dimension. No, that's cool. I love, and I do love this kind of like healing through sex. I think that's a very real. I've had conversations, debates even, of like this idea of like healing your traumas through sexual activity. People don't think it's real. You know, people want to say you just take advantage of people's sex, and you know, and it's that's not true. Like I've experienced this. I've had conversations with people, and to me, the healing part surpasses the physical anatomy. You know, it surpasses your genitalia. What really people are healing through is the connection, right? It's the intimacy, it's the vulnerability, the safe space to be able to express yourself sexually in whatever capacity that is. I mean, people can get into like whatever kinks and you know, sex practices. And again, it's being able to provide a space for them to just, or for you even, to just kind of like really explore and even learn new things. Like myself, I'm like learning all the time. I learn from you all the time. I learn from so many different people that I follow of different ways that people use masturbation to express themselves, to find themselves, to connect with one another. It all looks so different. And you're right, there's so many different ways to be a masturbator. Like, I think that's the beauty of
Yes.
it, because it's just like we're all
Yes.
so nuanced. And I think we bring ourselves, all of our baggage, all of our experience, to masturbation. You put that on the table, and it's really does, it's another way to really express yourself to people around you. I think it's
Yeah,
hot.
it
More
is.
people, more people should do it. What
Yes,
is,
definitely.
what's the, like, is there a lot of baiters in Italy? Like, what, how do you find more baiters?
We are increasing. That's a good news.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes. And I have some friends that are masturbators, and I've been knowing them for many years. And I have to say that it's becoming more easy to find other masturbators. There are groups on Telegram. There are sometimes even on dating apps, you can find some people that are looking just for soft sex or to share the masturbation experience. Yet we have work to do, and we have to be even prouder here. And but it's better than in the past. And it is really beautiful anyway that we are giving the right space to this kind of sexuality, understanding that it's not a big class sexuality. Can you say that? But it's a way of living it. And this is really, really, really good. I have seen. Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead, finish your thought.
No, I was just saying that about 10, 12 years ago, even more maybe, when I started exploring edging, I shared this exploration that I was having with some of the masturbators that I knew back then. And so they started as well to explore edging. So I love to think that I did my little part to spread the word and the knowledge around the pleasure. And anyway, it's beautiful to see that more people even more easily are enjoying the pleasures of masturbation nowadays. For me and for other people, maybe it was a process that took some time, but for some other people nowadays, it's much easier, much quicker, so it's better. They have more time to enjoy.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I just feel like you must be like a person of knowledge where you live. Like, I don't know how people come in contact with you, like who you're chatting with, but I just feel like if I lived in your area and I didn't know anything about masturbation, like you would be the person I would talk to. Like, you just seem, you have a really strong baiterness about you that I'd be like, show me how. Like, how do you do it? Like, what are you looking at? Who are you talking to? Like, what are you thinking about? Like, I feel like, do you do any of that? Do you do sex work in community? Like, do you kind of like, I don't know, teach or like share knowledge?
Not officially, but it's true. It's true that I am baiters refer to me sometimes to ask some tips, to ask some information about it. I should and could do more. Maybe this will come, because I have to say that I even feel a sort of a responsibility, because it's a weird thing. I don't know if you get it. I think you get it. But anyway, when you leave something that makes you feel good, that is useful for yourself, you feel that you have to share it somehow. And so let's see. I'm working also on this. I mean, from one side, I'm working on, okay, you're doing enough, because one of the difficulties that I have in my life is also thinking that I'm never doing enough, never doing enough. So sometimes you also have to think, okay, stop, enjoy what you're doing. You're doing enough. You're okay.
You're
No
doing
expectations in
you're
this
doing
moment.
your best.
But but anyways, this can also push us to improve and to step by step learn how to expand our area of action. So it takes time. It should be something. My thought right now is that what I do should be something that help me grow as a person. And doing that, I can also be useful in the community and for other people in other ways. And that's what I hope to do.
I think that's such a beautiful space to be, like, just like a place of like service, you know? And you're right when you say I do get it, because there was a point in my life where I was having like these amazing orgasms and I was like gooning and I was like, people should know about this. Like, people should see this. Like, I know I'm not alone in this. And, you know, as you continue to do it, you yourself learn more. And I always say, like, there's something really special about taking advice or learning or watching someone sharing their knowledge from a lived experience. Like, you don't always have to have like the biggest, the most degrees, have gone to the most expensive college, or like have the most expertise training in a certain subject. Like, if you lived your life in a way that can benefit others, to say, hey, I've been through this, this is what I went through, this is how I overcame it, these are the skills that I adapted, this is what I use, there's something so raw and real about that. I feel like in my life, the people who have helped me the most have been those people. People have been through like the craziest shit in their life. They overcome it and you're just like, how'd you do that, bro? You know, and it's scary to talk about, you know, the points in my life where, you know, sometimes I think to myself like, shit, I'm like still around, you know, shit could have happened to me. You know, I don't go too deep into that. I like to say surface level, but you know, there's an opportunity for to really share your life story as much as people, you know, are comfortable sharing. But I think it's in those stories, those journeys, those obstacles, where you really start to understand the person, who they are and why they do the shit that they do.
Yes,
you look so cool doing it. I don't know, like, you're just so cool. Like, it just seems so natural for you. And like, you can tell that you worked really hard to like be in the place that you are today.
I did work hard, but I think that I had no choice but to work hard, because, you know, I wanted to feel okay. I wanted to feel at peace with myself. I want to feel to win over some bad emotions again. So I tried really hard. Sorry, I'm getting lost because I have many thoughts when we're talking about this topic. So words come out in a strange way, but and what I'm trying to say is
that
it's been a work that has involved many aspects. I have asked for help when I needed help, so and I have tried to get some instruments. So I'm talking about, I went to therapy for a certain time in my life. I tried to understand more about meditation, and I tried to respect, to know myself better, and to understand that I'm unique as anybody else. So to respect the person that I am, the fact that, for example, many people need to socialize a lot in order to feel good, but instead I need some alone time to focus on myself, to realign with myself. And even if other people sometimes do not understand that, I had to learn that if I want to feel good, I have to do that. If I don't respect that about myself, then I pay for it. And all these kind of things really helped me to grow. And even if, as I told you, it's still a work in progress and I have so much to learn and so much to improve yet still, but all these things helped me. And let's say that in the act of masturbation, I had the chance to bring all these things that I've learned through all through the years and to learn them better. Sometimes, you know, it's like during masturbation, when you are edging, when you are you go to that place, sometimes you have to be still, be strong. I mean, sometimes you have to face in that space, you get to face your fears, your traumas, even because they come to your mind. Of course, even when we are in deepest pleasure, our mind works. Thoughts come to our mind. So if in the past my reaction was, okay, I have to run away, okay, I will orgasm and go to bed and spend a night in a bad mood or whatever. In time, you learn, okay, this thought is here right now. What will I do with that? I will transform it into something beautiful. I will face it. I will not be afraid. I will not let it get in the way of my pleasure. And I want my pleasure to win over it. So it is a sort of
Perfect.
training. As you do it, as you do it, as you train yourself to do that, you learn, and you even learn to bring it outside the masturbation and say, okay, bad thought, that can be my reaction to it. I acknowledge it, it is there, but I'm stronger than that. Or sometimes even you learn to, you know, these days was my birthday a few days back. And
Oh shit, happy birthday, bro.
thank you, brother. But anyway, holidays are those moments where many people maybe have their moments of crisis. So at the end of the day, I said, what is the gift that I give to myself this year? And I said, it is forgiveness. This year I give to myself forgiveness. Remember to give yourself forgiveness. So this came to my mind because I was saying, in masturbation you learn to become stronger, but you also learn to forgive yourself, because sometimes you're not up to your own expectations. Sometimes you say, okay, I'm going to edge for 10 hours, for 3 hours, but after 1 hour maybe you sperm, and then you move to another thing. Okay, in the past, for example, I used to feel, okay, I'm not good enough. Nowadays I laugh at it and I say, okay, let's enjoy what happened. And it's like recently I was thinking about the fact that the masturbation attitude can last all through the day. I mean, it's not only touching your your penis, it's loving yourself and making yourself feel good. In every moment. So in every moment we can actually find look for the way to enjoy it at for what we can. It's not always possible, but if we I think that if I the more I try, the more it works. So it's
Yeah, it works if you work it. So the saying goes. No, but you're totally right. And I think I've definitely like had instances where I beat myself up, right? And like my sex, like I'll be masturbating and I'll look in the mirror and I'll just see something about my body that I don't like, and it just takes me out of it. And you're just like, wait, what the fuck? So I think I've just come to a place now in my life where I'm just like, there's no bad in my sex. Like I come home and I'm in my space. My space is just all love. There's nothing bad happening in my home, because you walk out of your home, you have no control over anything that happens outside of your private space, right? People can be mean to you. You can miss the bus. Someone can give you shit coffee. You know, someone can send you a really bad email. Fine, you have to deal with those things. You have to kind of process that. But when I come home, like I just want to feel good. And there's oftentimes, you know, I'm masturbating, you know, I smoke weed, I'll do poppers, all those things heighten me. And they'll, you know, inevitably heighten my mind. And I sometimes can disassociate. And I always, you know, I catch myself and I'm just like, okay, this is a practice. a moment of mindful practice, like to focus back on the activity and to get back into your body. And I think I've always had that issue. Like I've always lived in my mind, very analytical, overthinking everything. And you're just like, no, like I'm really feeling my sex right now. Like you can go away for a minute and I'm focusing on my body. Like what does my body feel? And I think 2024, one of my goals this year has been more into my body, more stretching, more yoga, Pilates, things that have movement in them, to stretch my body and to like feel the hair on my legs and to feel the muscle on my thighs. And like, what is that really doing for me rather than thinking about it? Like, how am I feeling about it? And I've always been, I know it's a long story, but like not being able to feel who you are as a human being, being denied that so long, and then learning to like, well, what really feels good to you? And that's a really interesting space to be. I feel like I have a better handle on it these days. But I'm always trying to improve. You're always trying to be a better version of yourself, a better beta, a better coworker, just a better human being in life. And you're right, you can take those masturbation powers out of the bedroom. That confidence, that self-love, that energy, that heightened state of whatever you're feeling. For me, it's masculinity. I feel like a total fucking stud. That energy I can take out to my job, to the bar, to wherever I'm going, and just like know at peace that I'm good. I'm a good human, that I'm hot as fuck. And that's how you move through the world, man. Like fucking before you walk out the door, just fucking grab your dick and be like, we're good. We're gonna fucking do this shit today. Yeah. People can find it
Great.
kind of weird, but I'm just like, no, people find power in lots of different things. Why not masturbation?
Yeah, totally right.
I know. We're both right.
Um,
So do you to what's like your masturbation practice? Like, do you do it daily? Like, do you have like a ritual? Like, what's something that you can like, I don't know, share knowledge with me?
it it depends, of course. Not every week is the same, but let's say that mostly I practice it daily. Like the past week was weird for me. I did not practice a lot, and I had I've been recently, I've explored cum denial, for example. I've been for even like two more than 2 months without sperming, but last week I spermed like 4 or 5 times. So it really depends. But I try to make it a regular practice because I feel that I really need it to feel good. I have my own ritual, I would say. I have my bait space, my masturbatorium, I call it, and
Is
I
that where you
have
are
my
right
school.
now?
Yes, this is my main date chair.
It's
And
cool, dude. It's a cool space.
yeah, thank you. It's changed a lot through time. I try to make it a beautiful space and to improve it, to make it practical. B before COVID, I used to take out my things for masturbation and bring them back and hide them. And since then, since COVID, I think I created my bed space, and it's stable because it's my house, it's the place where I live. I need it, so it has to be there all of the time. So I'm happy about that, and it improves the space, changes a little bit. I have some mirrors, I have several screens for porn, and
How many screens do you have?
I it's totally six right now, and
Yeah, dude. That's
but
fucking
and
dope, dude.
no, because I have my laptop, I have my iPad, and I have two TVs. I brought the TV from my bedroom to here, and So totally, they are six. It might be too much, but I like it. I like to feel immersed in porn.
It's never too much, bro.
It's never
It's
too much.
But then you yourself are also porn, right? Because you said you have mirrors up.
Yeah, I have mirrors because I love to it's part of my turn. It turns me on to see myself.
Hell yeah.
So as you were talking, as you were saying, watching ourselves help us to love ourselves in time, you know? So it's all through the years I have learned to love more my body, to accept the things that I don't like about myself. And so it also becomes an exploration. I see, I want to see what I look like when I am enjoying my body. I want to look deep inside of me. It's a journey. It's a journey. You get it. And I use music a lot for my masturbation.
Ooh, what kind of music?
So I love, in general, I love music very much in my life. It's very important for me. But as I masturbate, I love to listen to very relaxing music or meditative music. So very rhythmic, with drums and so on, or some electronic music as well. It really depends on the mood. And I also try to influence my masturbation with music or listen to the music I feel in that special moment. So the experience for me, it's made of porn. It's made of colorful lights around me. It's made of music. It's made of my image on the mirror. So sometimes when you get, it's beautiful when you get to the point when you say, "Oh, this moment is so perfect. Could it last forever?" And the music is perfect. The light is perfect. The porn is perfect. The pleasure is
Well,
perfect.
because I feel like it's
But
like full sensory overload. Like you see it, you hear it, you taste it, you like feel it.
you
You're just like,
smell
it's
yourself.
exactly like it's all encompassing. And yes, I've been there before. Like it's just like an accumulation of everything surrounding you coming to this one beautiful sexual moment. And it's fucking rad, man. Just like the power to give that to yourself. Like, it just speaks volumes, I think, of people to like not need anybody else. Like you are all you have. You are enough. Like everything that you could ever want is at the tip of your fingers. Because I mean,
Yeah.
look, we have arms that like reach down to certain parts of our bodies. Why not use them? I was talking to who oh, God, his name. One of my big brothers. Like, I forget his Twitter handle, but he's just like, yeah, man, like you have a butthole, you have a dick, you have nipples, you have balls, like make those things feel good. Like you don't need anyone else to like touch them for you, touch them for yourself. So I'm always just like, oh yeah, that's a really, I'm always gonna think about that. I mean, it feels good
Yes,
when other
and
people touch it, but like I don't need them to touch it.
it's good when others touch it, but we have a lot to do with our hands. And sometimes, you know, when you live in the experience, then you suddenly remember, oh, I have nipples as well. I had forgotten about them for a moment, so it's so good. And I have other parts of me, you know, really playing with our body
That's true.
from head to toe. It's something really incredible. And because sometimes we have this tendency to focus on a specific way of masturbating. Sometimes we get very tensed and everything, but then we remember, oh, I can relax my body, I can touch my legs, I can touch my nipples, I can smell my armpits and whatever. So many things that we really can do to enhance the experience.
You're
It's
so
so
right.
beautiful.
No, you're totally right. And I'm guilty of that too. Something that I just like I get so caught up. I'm just like, I want to start to the beat. And I'm like, no, like, you know, I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna smoke some weed. I'm gonna watch some porn a little bit. Like it's just like, you know, like it's like a gradual it's I love that space too, because it's like making yourself horny, right? Like you're like,
Yeah.
You're like building up like the steam, the energy, the arousal, and you can feel it. And
Yeah,
it's always
it
fun too
is.
when other people point it out too. Like they'll just notice something about your body that you just never notice or like don't pay attention to, and you're just like, oh yeah, I like that part of myself too. What do you think would be a really great piece of advice for like a beta? If someone wants to be more spiritual, more connected to themselves as they be, like, what do you think you could say to that person?
I would say, just be you. Just fall in love with yourself and learn to know yourself and understand that you are unique, and be proud of that, and be aware of the fact that there is a whole community out there ready to embrace who you are, your uniqueness, and so do not feel alone, and know that even when you're just by yourself, you are connected to so many people that understand you and are there to support you all the time. So be proud and be happy, make yourself feel good because you deserve it. That's what I would say, probably.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm gonna remember that, bro. That was so powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
To
Where
you.
I want to thank you so much for being on this podcast. I think you're so cool. I think even talking to you now and getting to know you better, I think you're even cooler.
Thank
So
you.
I am so happy that we got to be able to do this and also share it with our community and really hope that people listen to this podcast. And my goal is to always, in all the shit that I talk about, like ultimately I want people to walk away like with newfound sense of who they are and like information that they can use for their own life. And I think that we did that today. And thank you so much again for like sharing who you are as a masturbator and your journey. Where can people
Thank
find
you
you?
for. They can find me on X or Twitter as Edger85. They can find me on Baitword as Edger1985, and maybe they will find me in
Yeah,
some
I'm
other
gonna.
places. I would, you know, I would like to. Many times I'm thinking that I would like to write something. I would like to record something more. I would like to create something special that includes my masturbation, my thinking, my different aspects. Let's see. I let penis guide me in that. I will see what happens. So,
Yeah, no, I
and
think yes.
thank you as well for what you're doing, for this opportunity to be able to speak. It's really precious to me, and thank you for what you are doing as well. And you empowers masturbation, masturbators, and you help other people to normalize it and to be happy about what they are and who they are. So thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Cool. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really, really enjoyed speaking with our guest today, Edger85, that you can find on X and Twitter. You can follow them also on Baitworld and other special places. You'll just have to do your own research and find out where they are. Thanks for listening again to this podcast. I'm BC Bader, your host. You can follow me all over social media on that. And thank you again, bro. It was so great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Beastly. Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode of the Betascape podcast. I love producing these shows. I love talking to other masturbators about masturbation. And I just love talking to other people about sex in general. If you love this episode, make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, and that you're sharing probably the most important thing that you can do for this podcast is to share it with everyone you know, share it with that solo sexual masturbator, beta gooner in your life. Let them know that they're not alone in their solo sexuality. And again, I thank you always so much for your continued support with this podcast. Love y'all.